والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك. اللهم ارزقنا وعافنا واعف عنا واهدنا واجبرنا وأنر قلوبنا بنورا من عندك يا رب العالمين. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمني رشدي وقني شر نفسي. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا الله يا كريم يا حليم يا رب العرش العظيم يا مولانا يا الله يا نور السماوات والأرض يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا بر يا رحيم يا عفو يا الله يا هادي يا الله يا تواب يا الله، ما أكرمك يا الله. تفضل علينا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، تفضل علينا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، تفضل علينا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم. اللهم ارزقنا الإخلاص في السر والعلانية برحمتك وفضلك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم هب لنا من لدنك رحمة، اللهم هب لنا من لدنك عفو وكرامة يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. If you look to what we're going through right now and what's happening, and this, it needs sincerity, and this sincerity, it need me to look inside, not to anybody else, inside, because I cannot gain anything unless I look inside and toward Allah. We talked last week about sacrifice, and with all respect to you, I see today a lot of disease in the Ummah. One of the disease, we sacrifice Jannah. We sacrifice Jannah for dunya. We supposed to sacrifice dunya for Jannah, but we sing to Allah, oh Allah, we do not want Jannah, we want dunya. And they will never be together. Aisha radiallahu anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, a man came to her. His name Muhammad ibn Abdul Munkadir, or Muhammad ibn al Munkadir radiallahu anhu, one of the tabi'een. And he is relative also to Aisha, from the same tribe and from the same roots. He asked her, he has a calamity, and he asked for help, and he never did it. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said to him, if I have something, I will give it to you, but I do not have nothing right now. But whatever I have, I will give it to you. And he left. In the same day, she received from Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, kharaj, meaning like a lump sum of money, equivalent to 130,000 dirham. She said, Allah trial me, I have to give him the money. She sends the whole money to him. You heard that? She sends the whole money to him. Anybody can tell me why she sends the whole money to him? Why? Why? No, because she's honest. Because she's a Muslim. She knows. She gave him a word in the front of Allah. Nobody's watching how much he get. But she dealing with people or dealing with Allah? This is what we're missing. She dealing with Allah. And once she receives the money, right away she said, Allah give me a calamity. It's a ibtila from Allah. I have to give him the money. And right away, she sent her own slave girl to him with the whole money the way it is. Not even taking one from the money, one dirham. What we learn? How many of us can able to do even part of that? You see? Today we want elevate, but only by talk. By only crying. By only hope, but no action. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is a state of a lie. Because if I'm in a state of sincerity, I will cry to Allah for sincerity. And if I'm sincere, my body will be following whatever I have in my heart. Look at all these people. The non-Muslim, when they embrace Islam, how much does he give up? Dunya, this life for Allah. How much a man like Yusuf Islam Cat Stevens, how much he dropped for Allah? He dropped a lot. But he didn't drop a lot. Actually, he dropped very little. He gained a lot. Look what Allah let him do. And this is the reality of Islam. No elevation without price. Let's see Muhammad ibn Abd al-Munkadir or Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir radiallahu anhu, what he did. You know what he did? He took this money and first thing he did, he bought a gharia. He bought a slave girl. And he make her a free girl. And after that he married her and she became the mother of his children. And all of them was a scholar. One day, this man, Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir, he weep at night and he will not go to sleep. His wife came and asked him, what are you weeping? He keep weeping until she weeping. And she keep weeping until the neighbor weeping, and the neighbor weeping, until the neighbor weeping. And the whole Medina is weeping for the weeping of Muhammad ibn al-Munkadir. And nobody knows why is he weeping. Imagine how much a man weeping. Finally, his wife was scared for him. He was weeping so much she felt he would lose his life. She sent to one of the another scholar. He's a friend of his. I forget his name now. She asked him, please help him. Come. Maybe if you meet him and talk to him, he will stop. The man came. He keep asking, why are you weeping? He cannot talk. He keep weeping. Finally, he stopped. He said, what are you weeping for? He said, a verse in Quran. I was recited and I'm scared. I am one of those. What is the verse said? وَبَدَى لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. And in the day of judgment, they saw from Allah what they never expected. And he said, I remember, I might have one sin. Allah hated so much. He told me, oh Muhammad, go to hellfire. After he said that, His friend, the one who coming to stop him weeping, he start weeping. And now he start weeping, and Muhammad ibn al-Mukaddar, he start weeping until Fajr rise. How much we weep? How much we cry over our situation? How much we think about Jannah? How much we think about Hellfire? How much we try to be honest to ourselves? For example, today you receive a message. You get some information. You have books. You have video. You have the means. Why are you not eating? And if you eating, why are you not doing? And if you're not eating, what is going on? In here, we have to stop for a moment. What is going on? You are so sick. So sick to the point you have no strength to get up and take the medication. The medication in the front of you, but you need somebody to feed you in your own mouth. This we call it environment. Because without the environment, you will be finished. If we value the environment, we will try to do everything possible to generate environment. Even if it costs me my whole life and my money, and my time, and my everything in my life, because it's Jannah. But what's happening? We forget even Jannah. We forget what Allah promised. We forget hellfire. We forget I'm sick. Imagine if I forget I'm sick. If I forget I am so sick to the point I'm dying from my own sickness. Yesterday, one sister, I took her to visit another sister. We heard she's sick. And the sister is sick. She has only throat infection. A very tiny throat infection. And I can hear the another sister. She get worried. And she tell me she's worried. Then something came in my heart. For throat infection, you worry. For throat infection, it will go away in 3-4 days. You worry. And you went to the doctor. Your husband has to pay money. You go to the pharmacist. You get medication, even if you have no insurance, meaning at least $100 or $200 worth of expensive just because you have sore throat. And you calling people, you want different recipe, you want to know for sure what's going on, when it will go away, if it's dangerous or not, or it's contagious or not. This is for a small symptom in my throat. What about my heart? My heart is dead. My heart away from Allah. I'm not doing any effort. My effort is so tiny, almost nothing compared to my disease. And my disease can take me to hellfire for infinity. Allah can be so angry at me. And all that, and I'm not moving, and I'm not making any effort. Which one is the greater? Which one is the greater? And this is the reality of our situation. Now, where we start? We start by going to the hospital. Quick, emergency. Calling 911. A Muslim, once we have emergency, what we do? We call the one. We call the only one. The only one can lead us to the hospital. Because nobody can lead us to the hospital without his will. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's a guider. He's the one he gives a cure. He's the one he gives light. He's the one who gives wisdom. He's the one who opens the heart. But only when? If I knock the door. If I knock the door sincerely and tell him, oh Allah, I'm in so dangerous situation. Please Allah, save me from my own self. Save me from my own shaitan. Save me from my own environment. Save me from your anger of you, Ya Allah. Because if Allah has anger, He might not ever listen to you. How we do that? We just call Allah and said, oh Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, from the anger of you, Ya Allah. Save us, Ya Allah, from your anger, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, be content with us, Ya Allah. And get us away from your anger, Ya Allah. Open, Ya Allah, the door and the road of action and deed which make me pleasing you, Ya Allah. If I keep knocking, there's a signal to Allah saying to Allah, I'm sincere, I want Allah. And this knocking cannot be by talk. This knocking has to be a knocking in action. Not only by talk. Talk, crying, praying, do dhikr, spending, go, searching, reading, watching, continue. If I do that, inshallah, thumma inshallah, Allah will open. Because Allah is generous. So generous. Imagine. I tell you, I have a friend of mine. He's a generous. He's a king. He has a lot of means. And you have a need. What are you going to say? Take me with you. I want to meet him. And us as a Muslim, we know Allah is the king of the king. He's the most generous. He's the most kareem. He owns the treasure of earth and the sky and everything else. He's the owner. He's the provider. He's the owner of all treasure and the keys of the treasure. And he said to us, my hand is spread. Take my servant. And what do? We're going to somebody else. يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوطَتَانِ يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. He spent the way he won. Imagine. By this way, what is our problem? Why I'm not making enough effort? Number one, because I'm drowning in the wrong environment. This is number one. Because you have to believe environment is powerful. Imagine if we sit this meeting, we sit for in here for days and weeks. Wonder what happened. And we talk about Allah, 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 Allah. In a few days, you will sleep, you will wake up, and everything in your heart is Allah. If we talk about Jannah, 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 wonder what happened. Nothing will be in your heart except Jannah. If we talk about fire, 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 and hellfire, we will only think about how we can be saved from hellfire. But you see, this is only in one situation. If I keep talking about it, talking about it, sitting with those who are talking about it, listening, reading, being in the environment, trying, struggling. Nobody is holding our hand. Nobody is leave us today except ourselves and our own shaitan. Like one scholar last year from Syria, he said something beautiful. He said the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they sold themselves for Allah. To be a Muslim in Mecca, you might be a slave and you will be a torture. And he said, today I see people who coming as a free people, and they coming and they slave themselves to shayateen and dunya, and they left Allah. Nobody is beating up you to be a slave. You the one, you say to shaitan, take me, I'm your slave, ya shaitan. Take me dunya, I'm your slave, ya dunya. I'm the one volunteer to go to hellfire. This is the reality. If you know every day how much you lost, do you really know how much every day you lost if you are far away from Allah? Do you know how your family lost? How your generation lost? But we cannot comprehend, because we so slave to dunya. Now, how I be free from dunya? Sell! The non-Muslim sell for Allah. But we today, we do not want sell for Allah. We want dunya and we want akhirah. We want Allah and we want what we want. It doesn't work. It will never work. If you are in a shop, you will be always in a shop. If you are in a masjid, you always will be in a masjid. You cannot be in a shop and a masjid in the same time. Every time you do something, you cannot be in two places in one place, in one time. Why the messenger and prophet get away from dunya? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over and over again tell us get away from dunya? Take what you need and get away. What we have is not what we need. What we have is a lot of luxury. This luxury we pay for it. We pay for it so heavily. By time, by money, by effort, by status of the heart, we corrupted ourselves for a small luxury. We want the luxury of dunya and we want the luxury of akhirah. It will never work. Never work. Never work. Look at Aisha, what she did. She gave completely what she has for Allah to keep her word. How many of us today, we see, we listen, we watch, and what are we doing? Doing. Today I see it over and over again. If you know and you value what you have, and you know you're very sick, and you have the medication, why are you not taking the medication? At least. I'm not saying the medication will make you cure overnight, but at least take it. One day, it will show up, the result. Don't forget, we are a product of the environment for many years. To erase that, do not expect it to be erased overnight. But each one of us also, he has a key in his hand and his heart. Do you know what this key is? It's struggling and sacrificing for Allah. The difference between each one of us in this life, how much you struggle and sacrifice for Allah. How much you watch. How much you read. How much you cry to Allah. How much you said, where am I? What about death? Is anybody think I might die tonight? And is there a reality? Today is my last day in my life. this one of another disease. If I lost the understanding of death, if I forget death, actually one scholar, he said, if you do not remember death 25 times a day, you are a sinner. They said, why? He said, because you have to remember death more than remember dunya. Because whoever you think more about, this is what would come in your heart. If you think about death more than dunya, the reality of akhirah will come in your heart. Meaning, you start worrying about your manner, behavior, doing good deed, and worship, and do dhikr. If you think more about dunya, you will forget akhirah. You will forget death. You start having, oh, maybe in next 5 years I will do this. In next 10 years I will do that. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised us, don't have a long hope. Tulil amal. We hoping for too long. Do you know, none of us will never reach what you hoping for. Never. Why I said that? Anybody know? I have the right to say never? Yes, I do. Do you know why? Because I believe of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, nobody will ever reach his hope. Nobody. You will lose hope, and dream, and you will never reach it. By this way, if I have the quality of Muslim, I think about death, even if I'm 10 years old. Because death has no boundary, has no limit. How many father bury his own daughter and son? How many? I remember the president of Argentina. Anybody know his name? The president of Argentina, his Syrian background, he used to be a Muslim. Almost, I think, 10 years ago or so, or 8 years ago, he became a Christian. Because he has a two choice. Either to be the president of the country and become Christian, or stay Muslim and he will not get the president. What he chose? The president of Argentina. And from, I'm trying to remember his name, I used to know it very well. No. His new name is Carlos. But the old name is a Muslim and Arabic name. He used to, his name is like, I forget, Abdul Karim or Abdul Fattah or something like that. Meaning he was name attributed to Allah, and he chose Carlos. After he became a president, after 2 years, one of his sons, in the 20, he has his own plane. He crashed, and he buried his own son, 21 years old. And he said, he was crying over the grave and said, I never believe I will bury my own son. Do you think he gets the message? He gets the message? No. Allah gave him a message, but he never received it. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not allow him to comprehend it. This is exactly like us. How many of us get the message? And after we get the message, we almost like passing by. And even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said it about the non-believer. And any one of us, he said, how many signs you walk toward it day and night and you do not remember? By this way, if I ask myself, where is the problem? The main problem today, I consider it, is environment. And whom you're spending time with. And if you do not have no environment, and if you are sincere, you will generate the environment. And if you cannot generate the environment, you're living in your own environment by being with a book or with a tape or doing dhikr, visiting sick. And this is the reality of us now. The non-Muslim, when they embrace Islam, they discover the only way to reach Allah, to be a slave to Allah. But today we won't be a slave to Allah part-time. Or a slave to Allah the way we like, not the way Allah like. I'm a slave. I like it or I don't. I give myself to Allah or not, I'm a slave. How I'm behaving. And if I behave like a slave, I behave like an obedient slave or a disobedient slave. I behave like a slave, he wants the pleasure of his master or no. This is why today I say it loud and clear. We need a lot of cleaning inside. Where is sincerity? Where is honesty? Where is truthful? Where? Why we cannot give up some stupid thing for Allah? None of us have what others have. We do not have the multi-million corporation. We do not have all this luxury life. And we're still stuck with pennies. Look at the stupidity. We do not have too much and we're stuck. And they have it and they drop it and they left it. I see it over and over again. By this way, my brother and sister in Islam, if I'm honest to Allah, if I really want Allah, if I'm weak, if I'm sick, what I do? I call for help. I try to run toward any environment can help me. I try to generate an environment inside of me, inside of my house. Anyone coming toward my journey, I get away. Even if it will be my own daughter or son or wife or husband or money or house, whatever it is. And this is the reality now. But we want to go to the journey and we want to have everything the same. It will never work. Never. Why Allah called it sacrifice over and over again? Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who struggle for me, I will give them guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ma'al muhsineen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those who are generous and kind. Why? Allah give us the recipe, the remedy of our disease. What about reading Quran? What about opening Quran and cry? Oh Allah, give me understanding, give me wisdom, Ya Allah. What about calling? And said, so and so, brother so and so, come, I want you now, tonight. How many people do that? We're calling all kind of emergency. If we have a plumbing problem, we call. Electric problem, we call. Stove problem, we call. Refrigerator problem, we call. But when we have a heart problem, we do not call. Can you see it? Can you see it? When I have a certain desire or something to fulfill my desire, I make the effort. Why? Because the value of what Allah has for us, we do not have it. Why we do not have it? Because we do not even talk about it. How many of us talk about Jannah? What we have in Jannah? What Allah promised us to receive in Jannah? What happened to me if I die tonight? Anybody think about that? What I receive tonight? Which group of angel will take me? Is the angel of torture or the angel of mercy? I'm going to meet Allah tonight or I'm not going to meet Him? He will be pleased with me or not? I'm attached to anybody or not? Is me only loving Allah? And only love in my heart is for Allah? And all other love only from Allah to spread it in earth? Or I'm attached to a wife or a husband or a kid or money or something? A Muslim is not attached except to Allah. The highest love is to Allah. The highest love to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and all his companion and all his beloved family. How you do that if you do not even read about them? How much does he sacrifice for Allah? It's almost like going to the doctor over and over again. And every time the doctor gives you a prescription, you go and you do not even take it. What's the benefit? You will be benefit, but very tiny benefit. And the damage will be more than benefit. Because every time you go to the doctor tells you are sick. This is a prescription. Go take the medication. You're coming after 2 weeks or after a week. Oh, doctor, I'm still sick. You bought the medication? No. Do you believe in the medication will help you? Yes. Why you do not buy it? And the disease is growing all over. Imagine. You're growing your own disease and you do not care. You see, you will never do that even if you have even runny nose. If you have any tiny problem in your physical body, you will run and you do all the effort. And you know for a fact your heart is far away. Your obedience to Allah is far away. Your struggle for Allah is far away. Your contribution to Islam is far away. Your way to Jannah is far away. Your way to hellfire is very close. And you do not know even when you die. How? 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 This again, it needs questioning inside. Why? Why I cannot do more? Why I cannot struggle by myself? Don't look to other. Don't look even to the member of your family. Only look to yourself. Because if the angel of death come, he will come to you. Not to everybody. And you will be questioned about yourself only. How much we think about what we're cooking, what we're eating, when we're eating. How much we think about when I can fulfill my stomach. When I can fulfill my desire of what I like. What about my heart? What about my soul? What about my connection to Allah? Sometimes I feel I do not know what to say. Situation is so dangerous and so desperate. It needs a real honest steps toward Allah. And these steps Each one of us has to make it alone. If you think about just, do we embrace Islam? This by itself is a question. Is me embracing Islam? Is me believe I'm a slave? If I believe I'm a slave, is this a behavior of a slave? How much I remember Allah? Because don't forget, at this time, one of the most important things is dhikr. Keep remember Allah. Keep do durood, salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every time you try to be in a state of anything of your own habit, ask yourself why. Why I cannot switch it? We have the time. Why we cannot organize the time to value this time? Do you know the only thing you really own now is time? Nothing else you own. Nothing else you own except time. And very soon the angel of death coming and tell you have no time. Do we believe in that? Do you know how many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned the disbeliever, and he said the disbeliever do not believe in day of judgment? Do we believe in day of judgment? Is this the action of somebody believing in the day of judgment? You ever see when happen earthquake happen? Or a volcano, what happened to people? How much they scream? How much they feel paralyzed? They cannot do nothing. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said? A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Idha waqa'atil waqi'ah. Do you know what the meaning waqi'ah? The day of judgment. When it happened. لَيْسَ لِوَقَعَتِهَا كَاذِبَةً. The way it will happen is not a lie. خَافِضَةٌ رَافِعَةً. It will bring down and up. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةً. When the earth will be shaking. وَهُزَّتِ الْجِبَالُ هَزَّةً. And the mountain will be shaking. فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَّةً. And it'll become like a powder in earth. And at this time what Allah said, وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. At this time, you will be a pair of threes. فَأَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَيْمَنَةِ. The people of right is the people of right. وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. And the people of left, the people of disgrace, is the people of disgrace. وَأَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. سبحان الله. أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْمَشْأَمَةِ. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ. أُولَئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. And the early one, the early one. Those are the closest one. مقربون, close to Allah. اللهم اجعلنا منهم ومعهم. في جنات النعيم. In the garden of paradise. ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين. Is a lot of the early people and a few from the late people. Is this not enough? Do you know what this meaning? Is me among the few? Imagine how stupid am I to hear Quran and do not want to be among the people close to Allah? What you waiting for? Imagine you do not want to be close to Allah. You do not want to be close to Allah and be among the few. Do you know who this few? This few will be the companion of the companion of the Prophet. This people will be the few will be the companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companion. Allah said it, a few. If I'm honest to Allah, I'm not a liar. If I'm honest to Allah, do you know what I will do? I ask myself, I am among the right, or among the left, or among those closer to Allah. Tell me, please. Tell me, what do you want? Say it inside your heart and ask yourself, I'm an honest or a liar. I want to be one of the close people to Allah. I'm the few. Is me doing everything according to what is done in the early days? The early people, the one Allah talk about it, do you know what they did? They did everything for Allah. Everything. Not 50%, not 20%, not 80%, not 90%, not 95%, 100% for Allah. And today, we want Allah, but we're going 100% in the opposite way of Allah. How? Where's my honesty? If I want to be among those, I have to choose. Imagine, ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَقَلِيلٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. I remember when I was a young man, I was sitting with a group of people and they were reciting this. And after that, if we go back, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started giving the description of the muqarrabin, what will they will get? في جنات النعيم ثلة من الأولين وقليل من الآخرين على سرر موضونة. They sitting in a level and a place is so beautiful, so comfort. متكئين عليها متقابلين. They are lying down, relaxing. يطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون بأكواب وأباريق وكأس من معين. And the children will running, just ready to please them. Do you know what the children there? The children of Jannah. You will never know it. You know when you have a beautiful kid who ready to do everything for you? He's so beautiful, so kind, so lovely. What's that?
The boy or the wife?
A children. You see, a lot of people, a lot of scholars start talking about it. How they are the children of Jannah. You want to really know if it's a boy or a girl? Go to Jannah first, inshallah. Do the action of Jannah. And when you go, you will find out if it's a boy or a girl. But at this time, we can argue the topic. And we're leaving how we can go to this place. Again, let's see what is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمْ وُلْدَانٌ. Yes, the Quran said wildan, wild, but he didn't say walad. Okay? Can it be boys? You see, again, I'm the kind of person, I do not like to go to something we do not know, for a fact. How they are, Allah know. Because another verse, I forget which one right now, is Allah call him ghilmanun, meaning also boys. But we have to define something. The reality of what we're going to see insha'Allah in Jannah is not the way we think. Because it's a rule. ما لا عين رأت. Not the way you ever can imagine. Not the way you ever your eyes can see. Because the kids in here, they need a diaper, they need formula, they need this, they need that. No. These kids, by the will of Allah, ready to serve you. Ready to please you. And Allah keep going and explain it. You can read Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah Al-Rahman. But where is the heart desire? The Hurayn, the food of Jannah. I remember in early 80, no, late 80, early 90, I was giving some talk about Jannah. And one woman sent me a letter with a question. She said, you people, you men, always talk about Hurayn, 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 wife in Jannah, wife in Jannah. What about us? What we will get? You know? You see? But you see, why you do not ask? You see, if you're really hungry for what Allah promised you, you will want to know what Allah give you. Again, this topic is disputed because in this particular verse, وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عَيْنٍ. Okay? Some scholars said, زَوَّجْنَاهُمْ is for male and female. And some scholars said, زَوَّجْنَاهُمْ only for male. What about female? Don't forget, if you know who you are, you will be crying. And if you know what you're losing, you will be screaming. Because actually, the earth women who are pious and close to Allah and accepted by Allah, Allah give her beauty more than the Hurayn in Jannah. Allah will make her the queen of her palace in Jannah. Now think about it. If I'm the king of my palace or the emir of my palace, I go to the most beautiful one or I go to the lower one? Think. I go to the slave or I go to the queen? Unless the queen is not beauty. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his own wisdom, he decided already. The pious woman will be, the earthy woman will be higher level beauty than the Hurayn. Now, instead of going to the detail which we do not know for a fact, how? What about me trying to reach the level which Allah be pleased with me to reach this level? Which one is more important? Detail, I'm not sure about it. But I know for a fact, I will be higher in beauty. Even one scholar, or actually two, three scholars, they have a weak hadith, but if the meaning of the earthy woman can get beauty over 100 to 700,000 level of beauty over the Hurayn. But which woman is that? How many of that? What's the quality of woman in that? And if I'm a female, if I'm a woman, what I do? I said, okay, let me read and know what prerequisite and need to fulfill the level which I can receive this level. What I can do? What is my struggle? What is the things I can do will lead me to that? Do you know, female today, if you know your goal is very minimum than men, and if you know the prerequisite for men, you will be crying over the Muslim men. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for a woman, he said, of the meaning of, من صلت خمسها. Whoever pray, I'm talking about female now, woman. Whoever prays a five-time salah, just five-time salah. وصامت شهرها, and fasting the month of Ramadan. وحافظت فرجها, or وأحصنت أو أحصنت فرجها, meaning when protect her own private part. وأطاعت بعلها, and she obey her husband. دخلت من أي أبواب الجنة الثمانية شاءت. She will enter from any door of Jannah, the eight door she is way, the one she like. Imagine, only four. For men, we have a lot to do. We have to do inside, we have to do outside. We have a lot of duty towards the family and Islam. Today, everyone thinking about the family, but nobody thinking about Islam. And Islam is a part of us. Today, I ask you, if you have a brain, if you have a heart, don't point finger at all. Point finger only to yourself. I said to the husband, even if your wife is the worst one in earth, do what Allah wants you to do. A new wife, do what Allah wants you to do. Don't worry about his character or his manner. It's for his business. It's his problem. If you die tonight, you would not be questioned about his manner. You would be questioned about your manner. You would be questioned about your conduct. And don't forget, if the woman is pious and kind and generous to a man, is not good. Wow, you're receiving higher, higher, higher level in Jannah just by his bad manner. By this way, if you are a wife, you have a husband, bad manner, thank Allah. Allah give you a charity, big charity. Because every time you be patient, Allah elevate you. Every time you deal with him with good manner, Allah elevate you. And vice versa. If a man having patience with his wife, the one she has bad manner, Allah elevate him. By this way, if I'm a man, I think what I am doing. And if I'm a female or a woman, I ask what I am doing. Please, today, don't put your nose in the affair of others. This is a work of shaitan to make you busy about others and do not look at yourself. If you are a winner and you think you really want Allah and Jannah and Hur al-Ain and everything else, think about your own self only as a beginning. And after that, ask, is me a bad influence or a good influence? Is me a good manner or a bad manner? Is me a good role model or a bad role model? Who am I? Is me spreading Islam or spreading mischief? Is me with shayateen or with angel? You see, I repeat myself because Islam is the same. But don't forget, repetition is needed. Because today, what happened to us? We living in the environment, it has repetition against Allah and against the Akhirah, the hereafter. And wonder what happened. We become geared to make it, to dunya, to accumulate, to look at each other, to envy, to jealous. Why? Because I lost my goal and my destination. I lost what Allah promised me. I lost the advice of Allah. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Quran, do dhikr in abundance, a lot. Everything Allah set a limit for it except dhikr. Why? Because we need it. He know. We need dhikr the maximum we can. I feel shy and sad when I see our young youth, very rare they do dhikr. Very rare. May Allah forgive me. I will give you a story without mentioning name. One brother, I love him for Allah. And he's a young man. He was in the early 20s. He was living in here and he left to one of the Arabic countries. He's half Arabic, half Indian. And he sat with one of the good scholars, inshallah, in this particular country. And he talked about certain people in this country who's active doing work for Allah. Do you know what this man said? He said, the person you're talking about, he cannot do it until he do a lot of dhikr. He has to do a lot of protection between him and Allah. How you protect yourself from yourself and shaitan, do you know? Do you know how you protect yourself? Very simple. I give you the book of dua inside, under the chapter, Babu Tahseen, the protection. Read certain dua to protect you. What about dhikr in the morning? To protect you in the morning. Dhikr at night, at time of eating, time to go to the bathroom, coming out of the bathroom, to enter the house, to come out. You see, you will never be a Muslim until you protect yourself. Because if you protect yourself, you will start being the journey of being with angel. But if you leave yourself like that, meaning you are a ball in the hand of shayateen, you won't know who you are. Think about how much you do dhikr. And when you're doing it, if you do dhikr, you think you get anger? You think you will have a bad tongue? No way. You think if you have a good iman and you have a sweetness of iman in your heart, you will have a bad manner? No way. Do you know why? Because you will ask yourself, is whatever who doing what to me, is worth it to lose my behavior? Is worth it to lose my angel? Is it worth it to lose the sweetness of iman in my heart? No. You want to beat me, you want to curse me, you want to do it. It's your business. I do not want to lose what I have. Allah will take care about me. But when you do that, when you really test the sweetness of iman, when you test the sweetness of iman, nothing in earth worth it to take the iman away from you. But how? How you feel something you do not have? How? The only way, just get closer to Allah. Save your time. Save your thinking. Don't idle at all. I feel sad when I see my children and the children of others sitting doing nothing. What are you doing? Nothing. You think about something? I do not know. What do you want? I do not know. Read. Ask question. Do dhikr. Ask Allah. Do you know if you sit idle, what you're doing? You're sitting with shaitan. Shaitan will bubble you up about all kind of stupid things. And you will be empty. Why are you losing your time and effort? Why? And this for all of us, young and adult. And if I'm old, how many time or how many years or how many days or how many weeks live before I go to the grave? Imagine one of the pious women. Her name is Sakina, radiallahu anha. When she was sick, she said, put me in a grave before I die. And when they put her in the grave, she kept reciting Quran. They said in 3 days, she recited Quran 60 times. She finished Quran 60 times in 3 days in her own grave before she died. A woman. How many times we recite Quran? How many times we read Quran? How many times you want to learn about Quran? You see, we want, but when the time of action coming, nothing. Meaning I'm a liar. Because if I want, I will make all the struggle and effort to do. And this has nothing to do with age. yesterday, 8 years old girl. The sister, when she went to visit this sick sister, she has a daughter. And the daughter, 8 years old. And she's a very jealous girl. Wonder what happened. She asked the sister, she said, do you use perfume? She said, yes. She went to her room. And she gets the only perfume she has and the only one she loves. 8 years old, and she give it to her. She said, why you do this to me? She said, I have to learn generosity. I have to give what I have for Allah. Maybe Allah will like me. 8 years old. How Allah will look at her? Please, I said it before, but I'm going to repeat it for Allah. Zakariya alayhi salam, one day, Iblis, la'natullahi alayhi, may Allah curse him, the devil came to him and tell him, I will teach you something. He said, do you teach me something? I do not want your teaching. The shaitan insist, Zakariya alayhi salam, he said, instead of you teach me something, I will ask you 2 questions. He said, go ahead. He said, who's the most loving one to you, and who's the most you hated most? He said, the one I love most, a Muslim. Worship Allah, stingy. I love him most. He said, why? He said, because his stingy will destroy him as soon or later. I do not need to make any effort with him. That's why I love him. And he said, who is the one you hated most? He said, an average Muslim. He have good manner and generous. Even if he's a sinner, I hate him most. He said, why? He said, his generosity and good manner will lead him toward Allah, and Allah give him tawbah as soon or later. Let me tell you, my brother in Islam and sister in Islam, do you know today what's the problem we have? We so stingy over the stupid things. Do you know who is stingy against? Against ourselves. You're not stingy to anyone. You're stingy to yourself. Look at what the companion did. Look at the prophet did. Look what Allah said. And look what we're doing. Talk. It doesn't work. You want Allah to elevate you? Spend. Be generous in all mean. And I remind you, in the front of Allah, you will not be elevated until you spend of what you love. What you love, not what you have. And this now is a calamity for you. What are you going to do? And this not only with money. Money is one. But what about time? What about effort? What about love? What about caring? What about crying? All this has to come together. The more you do, the more you will now see the door of Allah will open for you. And even if you stingy, cry to Allah. Said, oh Allah, open ya Allah. Open ya Allah, take it away. Because don't forget, it's another ahadith about that. No stingy will be neighbor to Allah. And no generous will be in the hellfire. And we're talking about generous and stingy for Allah. But you cannot be stingy for Allah. You're stingy against yourself. You're stingy against your own paradise. You do not want it. This house has a price. Cars has a price. Life has a price. Everything has a price. Jannah also has a price. And we have to make a decision what we want. And you have to learn how to do it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give barakah to my own children. One brother, he gave my son $20 as a gift. And he tell him, share it with your sisters. Before I drop them off to their mother, he tell me, please, father, I won't give you my $20. I said, why? He said, you need it more than me. I said, I was planning to get you guys ice cream for it. He said, but I have to give it to you. I said, I will teach you something. You cannot give it to me. You have to make consultation, Mashura, with your sisters. Make decision. They make consultation and they come back to me and tell me we have to give it to you. You travel a lot, you need it more than us. I said, okay, I will teach you something. Don't give it to me, give it to Allah. And I will use it for tapes in different area. And make dua to yourself, to Allah accept it from you. And make two rak'ah to Allah. Imagine the only money they have. The only money they have, they do not have nothing. Because I do not teach them to have money. And I do not have money, alhamdulillah. Whatever Allah give me, I spend, finished. By this way, if I die, alhamdulillah, I own nothing. I own some books, I own some stuff, that's it. And whatever I have, I already wrote down. If I die, this will be donated to different people to use it for Allah. By this way, inshallah, if I die, I said, Allah, I try to accumulate anything in this life. I have the means to accumulate, but I will be stupid to accumulate. I will be so stupid to lose one day in America and gaining something in America and losing my own wife and my own paradise in Jannah. I'm stupid. I should go to Benton Institute better. To lose one day in Ramadan, to lose one night not doing any good deed, I'm stupid. Because I do not know if I have another night. And remember, Allah will give you according to your intention and desire. Don't ever forget that. What you really desiring, what you intend, Allah will give you without no doubt. Without no doubt. But keep knocking. Keep knocking and ask Allah. One scholar, somebody asked him, what is the sign of sincerity? He said, the repetition of talab. Meaning, you keep asking Allah. This is a sign of sincerity. Because if you keep asking Allah over and over again, wonder what happened to you. As soon or later, Allah is the most generous. He will open the door. Ya Allah, where we are. I remember when I was young, maybe 12 years old. My family sent me to buy bread. And the man I buy from him is a bread. I get in closer to him. And I smell alcohol in his mouth. And his name is Ibrahim. I ask him, what is that, Ibrahim? He said, leave me alone. I said, do you drink? He said, leave me alone. I bought the bread. And he told me, listen, you do not know what I have. I said, what do you have? He starts singing. Do you know how he sing? He sing one sentence. I love it so much. And I learned it from him. And I keep singing it all my life. What he said in this status, he said, كيف لا أدعوك وأنت ربي كيف لا أدعوك وأنت الكريم. How I do not call you and you are my Lord. How I do not call you and you are the generous one. And I replied to him, I said, you in this condition? You said that? Wallahi, I swear by Allah, this man make me cry. I said, Subhanallah, Ya Allah, he has calamity. And he's drunk, and he keep calling you. And he said, in my condition, I'm still calling you, Ya Allah. Who am I? Who allow him to still doing it? كيف لا أدعوك وأنت ربي? How I do not call you and you are my Lord? How? And how I do not call you and you are the generous one? You see, if I'm the sinner, he's a forgiver. If I'm the weak, he's the power. If I'm astray, he's a guider. If I do not deserve it, he's a Wahhab. He give whatever he want. He's sahib al-fadl al-azim. Don't ever think you do not deserve it. And even if you do not deserve it, because none of us deserve nothing. But Allah is so generous. And He loves that. And He wants us to understand that. And according to how much we understand it and inculcated our heart, Allah will open. Allah, He wants us to have our nose down. If I said, Oh Allah, I do not have it. I do not have the quality. I do not have nothing, Ya Allah. But I want you, Allah. Oh Allah, if I do not call you, who I call? If you will not forgive me, who will forgive me? If I do not call you to open my heart, who will open my heart? Oh Allah, if I do not call you, you know who will call me? Shaitan will call me, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not let a shaitan call me, Ya Allah. I want you only to call me, Ya Allah, and make me call you, Ya Allah, and let me remember your name, Ya Allah, and make me believe in you, Ya Allah. Talk to Allah. Talk to Allah. Learn to talk to Allah. He's the only one He loves complaining. But talk to Him with manner. He deserves it. Be a beggar. We need it. And have faith in Allah. This is why if you have faith in Allah and you remember who Allah, you never look down over anybody. Don't ever look down to nobody. The early people, they said, you can look down even to a dog. Allah disgrace you. Because who are you? Because everything running in the kingdom of Allah was a wisdom. Isa alayhi salam, one time he walking, and some people said, Oh! Dead black dog! Dead black dog! You look ugly! You know what Isa alayhi salam said? Look at his white teeth. It looked nice. Do you know what we learn from that? Look at what they see and look at what he see. In the worst environment, he see goodness. And this is the quality of the believer. The quality of the believer, we look at each other and we see some goodness. Even the non-Muslim, we look at them and said, MashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them guidance one day. May Allah make me the opener for them. They have good quality. Don't disgrace no one. Because if you disgrace someone, as soon or later Allah will disgrace you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with us according to our manner with others. May Allah forgive me. I do not have what I'm saying. I'm only trying. And this is what I believe. I believe only we have one job, to knock. And keep trying. And He's the one. He can open to whom He wants, in the time He wants, in the way He wants. If I ask myself today and you, what is the message today? Anybody can tell me. What is the message? What I gain today? Anybody can share with me what I gain today? Don't look at your notebook. Look at your heart. Look at your heart. Start working in your heart. The notebook never lost. The notebook is the only one will talk in the grave and in the day of judgment. Not even your tongue. Not even your action. Your heart. And this is why I keep repeating it. Today, if we know what is going on, we work in one only topic. Anybody know? The heart. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said it. أَلَا أَنَّ فِي الْجَسَدَ مُضْغَةٌ. In the body is a piece of flesh. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ سَائِرَ الْجَسَدَ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرَ الْجَسَدَ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. In this body is a piece of flesh, and he waved to his heart. If it's good, the whole body is good. And if it's bad, the whole body is bad. It is the heart. If I realize who's talking, and by what authority he's talking, is the Prophet of Allah. وَمَا يَنْتِقَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. He did not talk by his tongue. It's all revelation and what do you call it? How you pronounce it? No. Revelation and when you get, what do you call it? Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. What's the word? Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Inspire. When you inspire, because Allah, Rasulullah is always either revelation or inspiration from Allah. From Allah. Sometime by Allah direct, sometime by Angel Jibreel. What this meaning? His advice, if I do not take it seriously, who I will take it from? If he tell me the most part in your body is very important is the heart, where I start from? Unless my heart is good, and I believe my heart is good, is fine. But who can raise his hand and say my heart is good? No one. If anyone said today my heart is good, he's a liar. And he doesn't know nothing. Our heart is dead, sick, is hardly start moving. By this way, my effort should be all together to whom? On my heart. Because once my heart is right, is ready, my tongue will talk according to my heart. My action will be according to my heart. My manner will be according to my heart. My desire will be according to my heart. All my limbs will be running according to my heart. By this way, if I understand that, what I do? I keep trying to feed my heart the light. What is the light of the heart? Anybody can tell me? Come on. Dhikr. Dhikr is the light of your heart. Is a connection. Is a castles. Is a life. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, the difference between a dead heart and live heart is the one who do dhikr and the one who doesn't do. Dhikr, very important. But not how you do. No. Do dhikr with Allah. Do dhikr with Allah. Look to the sky. Look to the earth. Think inside of you. Think in death. Go visit the grave. Go visit sick. Remember the bounty of Allah over you. Is this inshallah can benefit us tonight? The only way it can benefit us by what? Anybody can summarize? How I can be benefit today? If what? What's that? Check your heart. What else? We know the heart is sick. What else? What are you going to do?
Thank you for to sleep. What I do all day.
MashaAllah. But all what you're saying now is a state of awareness and blaming yourself. How you correct it? This is what we're talking about. What's that? I cannot hear you.
Read and do
Read. Read about Allah. Do dhikr. Remember death. Repetition. Repetition of what? MashaAllah. Everything. Save your environment. Save your environment. If you want Allah to open fast, what are you going to do? What's that? Sure, more. But what Allah wants? Action. Action. Amal. Sacrificing. You see? Reach your heart and find out what you love. And whatever you love most, you have to spend it. If you do not know how to do none of the above, what you do? Call Allah. Ask Allah. Tell Him, Ya Allah, give me tawbah. Ya Allah, give me ghufran. Ya Allah, give me af. Ya Allah, open my heart. Give me guidance, Ya Allah. You're the only one, Ya Allah. And if you do not see a result, what you do? If you do not see any change, what you do? How? The brother said more sincerity. How? If you see no change, the change is very low. Ask again. What else? What Allah wants at this time? Put your nose down. Be humble and humility. And beg. Be a beggar. Beg so hard. Beg so hard. And cry to Allah. And talk to Allah. And tell Him, oh Allah, even if I do not have it, You the one you have it. If I do not deserve it, You deserve it. Like one of the early people who said, if I do not deserve it, You are the one. You call yourself Afu. You give me Afu, Ya Allah. If I'm a sinner, You the one You give ghufran, Ya Allah. You see, each one talk in different way. Talk to Allah. Talk to Allah. Tell Him the truth. Don't lie. You see, the main thing, don't lie. Say the truth. Initiate truthful inside of your heart between you and Allah. At this time, Allah will open, inshallah. Inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our meeting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our effort purely and sincerity to Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to go and meet Allah, and Allah is pleased with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim, wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بعد من صلى وقام وبعد ما صلت عليه الأنام وبعد ما صلت عليه الإنس والجان وبعد ما صلت عليه ملائكة الرحمن وبعد ما صليت عليه يا الله في الأولين والآخرين وفي الأفق الأعلى إلى يوم الدين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تملأ خزائن الله نورا وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد طب القلوب ودوائها وعافية الأبدان وشفائها ونور الأبصار وضيائها اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تقبل بها دعاءنا يا رب العالمين وتغفر لنا بها ذنوبنا وتقربنا بها إليك يا رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الأعز الأكرم اللهم يا بر يا رحيم يا حنان يا منان يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا بر يا رحيم يا عفو يا كريم يا ودود يا الله يا ودود يا الله يا ودود يا الله يا نور يا الله يا نور يا الله يا نور يا الله يا وهاب يا الله يا هادي يا الله يا قادر يا قدير يا مقتدر يا الله يا غفار يا الله، يا غني يا الله، يا مغني يا الله، يا فتاح يا الله. اللهم افتح بيننا وبين قومنا بالحق وأنت خير الفاتحين. اللهم ارزقنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ارزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما. اللهم اختم لنا وأنت راض عنا. اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك وفضلك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، يا صاحب الفضل العظيم، تفضل علينا يا الله، تفضل علينا يا الله، تفضل علينا يا الله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.